Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
We are on fire, folks. You get a first-hand chance, especially our newer listeners, to hear from the voice of one who was there. You remember the TV program, You Are There? Well, George was there, folks. Hungarian George. He can tell you what I can't tell you from first-hand experience. And, George, you just said that I was right about something in my description of the White House's reaction to this this uprising and to the people's quest for freedom. Please amplify what I just said.
But before I forget, you know, or I do not have the opportunity, I would like to point out to you, Mr. Adams, sure, and I know that you will recall the name immediately. Do you recall the name Yuri Andropov?
Of course.
He was a KGB major, and he was assigned specifically to squash the Hungarian uprising.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I found out, you know, that he became, and he was a premier of Soviet Union, you know, for a while. And, of course, you know, I know his background, whatever, what happened to him and everything else, but I don't want to go into details of that. But back to Eisenhower. When I...
Eisenhower, you said?
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower,
I know. Well, you know, at the West Point, I believe, you know, you folks, you know, you referred to some of the guys, you know, that were cadets, you know, at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
They called him, you know, he had a nickname, you know, the Terrible Jew, isn't it?
He was called the Swedish Jew, yes.
Yeah, the Terrible Jew, yes. And,
okay,
you know,
okay,
when I was in I ended up in the U.S. Army, you know, in the U.S. service 5 years, a little bit over 5 years, and I remember Eisenhower and General Lemnitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the name General Lemnitzer?
I do.
He was
he
was the Army Chief of Staff, General Lemnitzer. And they were visiting, I was stationing in Alaska,
mm-hmm,
Fort Richardson, Alaska. And I remember so well, you know, we lined up, you know, on both sides of the street, you know, as GIs, you know, soldiers. Of course, our rifles were all empty, you know, and I remember Eisenhower, you know, he had his gray suits on. And,
fresh from the closet, yes.
Yeah, and General Lemnitzer was sitting next to him in the back seat of this limousine, this car, and you know, I could still vividly see his penetrating eyes. He made contact with every soldier. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then his eyes made contact with mine. But by this time, Mr. Adams, I had nothing but not hatred, but anger for this man.
Contempt.
Contempt is the word. And you know, I could now recognize the Khazar features of his face, his physiognomy.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Lemnitzer
himself. It is quite evident,
yes. Yes, and Lemnitzer himself, you know, he was also, you know, of a Khazar extraction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lemnitzer, General Lemnitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yes.
So, you know, back to, 1956, they really done a number on the Hungarians. They were exterminating, squashing them with a deuce and a half GMC trucks that they also have lied to us, you know, that it was made by the Soviets, you know? And later on I realized they were GMCs, you hear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the deuce in the house, you know, made by the General Motor Corporation.
Made in America, yeah.
Yeah, here in America, everything. Well, look, I could go on and on, you know. I have learned so much when I came out to the West, you know, and I did have an opportunity to learn a great deal.
All right.
Anyway.
Forget the break. One thing I want to ask you before we open up the lines is a little bit about one of the people behind the Iron Curtain who was one of the leading Christian voices. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll come right back with more. Stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, all right, we'll find out, folks. We'll find out with Hungarian George. George, I have a question for you
before
we take some calls. What were your thoughts about Cardinal Joseph Mindszenty?
Cardinal Mindszenty, the prelate of Hungary. And Mr. Adams...
Yes.
True spiritual man, a true servant of God, who had so much love and devotion to my Lord the Nazarene, that is Jesus Christ. Cardinal Mindszenty, he was tried to be coaxed into leaving Hungary. You see, they were trying to make him leave Hungary, you know, and run like a coward. And so that they could, tell the world, look at this coward Catholic cardinal who is running, leaving his flock behind. And he knew what they were trying to do, setting him up. But he was relentless in determination. And his wish, and that is to stay with his people, with the Magyars, with the Hungarians. They tried numerous various tactics. In fact, they used tortures. Cardinal Mindszenty was tortured. He was in prison. Then later on, they let him out of prison and the United States Embassy. Can I emphasize that? The United States Embassy so graciously have extended an invitation to Cardinal Mincenti that he could go and use the American embassy as a sanctuary.
Yeah, that was where he spent time, yes.
Let me tell you about this man. All that he have gone through. And then, of course, the Vatican have tried to intervene of no will, trying to persuade, make him leave Hungary, but he would not. Let me tell you, when the last words that this great ecclesiastical leader, and I'm so proud of him, I am so privileged that I was born into be a Catholic, and that he was a Catholic, followers of the Nazarene. Oh, how we love him, and we loved him. And this great man stood up, and they tried, journalists, to make him say something hateful about the Jews, you hear?
Mm-hmm.
And
they played the anti-Semitism
card. Yes!
They did it with incredible vigor.
And he said, Mr. Adams, I have no hate in my heart, no matter how you're trying to convince me that I should have hate in my heart for my Jewish brethren, for my fellow Jews. No hate in my heart, only love and compassion. And I never forget, you know, this man, as I die, I hope that I meet him somewhere. This great man, true leader, Catholic leader. Roman Catholics, you should be proud of this man, of this prelate.
Now, isn't it interesting, you know, George, let me interject here, all we've ever heard about in the kosher media here in America is we've heard about the so-called victims of the Holocaust, and we've heard Eli Wiesel, and we've heard, oh my goodness, how many stories, the Mark Patinkins and
65
and
years
stories that go on 800 times a day. But
yes,
we haven't heard most young American Catholics today. If you ask them who Cardinal Mincenti was and what he did for freedom, they wouldn't know. They would think he was on the St. Louis Cardinals. They think he was a baseball player.
They associated him with the St. Louis Cardinals football team.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true.
Mr. Adams, may I say this, sir, you know, I am so utterly impressed with you that you would even almost flawlessly pronounce the name of this meek, true servant of God, representing.
Well, I really was
a Catholic religion.
I would say, going back to the early 70s, I became involved with the groups of people like the John Birchers and so forth, who constantly talked about Cardinal Mincenti, and the Cardinal Mincenti Foundation was something that I supported. So that's why I was aware of it for so long, George.
Yes, I will never forget, you know, I did not realize that you even heard of this splendid servant of God, and a true leader, you know, within the Catholic Church. And you know, I could reminisce, I could tell you some things, you know, that was said about Cardinal Mincenti. And I mean, it would take, you know, I just don't want to get into it because I just get too emotional, okay?
Sure. Yeah, you don't have to. We can understand that. Suffice it to say that people who don't know about him should look up this man in history, and probably most don't even know how to spell his name. How do you spell Mincenti properly, George?
Okay. M I N D S Z MeansenTy.
That's it.
MeansenTy. Cardinal MeansenTy. A wonderful name. All Saints, the rough translation of his last name.
Mm-hmm.
All Saints. All Saints.
I wonder what it was, in your view, that the popes, the Vatican, was doing at this time, that he had been imprisoned for so long, tortured for Christ, and subjected to this kind of horrific treatment.
That is a question and a comment, you know, combination that is so loaded. I think you and I, if we could write a book on that.
Probably about, yes.
I can only tell you this, that what I know now, that the Vatican, you know, was already, you know, without any independent power and decision that they could make or would make on their own. The Vatican was already so deeply infiltrated. Okay?
Vatican II was just about to appear on the scene.
Absolutely.
Early 60s. Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Vatican and the popes, you know, and in fact the Vatican, they were just a figurehead, you know, just, for window dressing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they had no power, they had no authority. The International Talmudic Jew, the Judeo-Masonic network, you know, they have already controlled the Vatican totally and absolutely then. And you can imagine, you know, the extent of their control over the Vatican, that we don't have Vatican, we don't have our leaders anymore, you know, of the Catholic Church. Look at how they succumbed, you know, to accepting finally, you know, that homosexuals, you know, could enter the priesthood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the communists, you know, of course, you know, have you heard of Bela Dodd?
Yes.
Bela Dodd.
Yes.
And she, in fact, you know, yeah, she says, you know, she was talking about how when she was, you know, a very high-ranking communist in the United States.
That's right.
And how she was actually talking about how they were planning to train, especially train about 1,300 to 1,500 young communists, you know, highly trained in subversion.
Mm-hmm.
And enter the Catholic Church, you know, the of course, you know, the Catholic, seminaries, you know, they were actually ended up, you know, going to seminaries,
mm-hmm.
and they ended up mingling with the priesthood, you know, and then they done, you know, such a disintegrating effect, you know, job,
mm-hmm.
that they actually have destroyed the very, the Catholic Church from within, you know, the communists, you know, and so today, you know, here, you know, I'm sure you know, you heard about the Catholic priests, you know, the priesthood, you know, and the popes are being blamed, you know, for all these child molestations, you know, pedophilia, you know, that's so rampant, you know, widespread, mm-hmm. you know, within the Catholic mm-hmm. hierarchy, you know, amongst the priests. But, you know, have you noticed that when the Catholics, the Vatican, were vehemently protesting, you know, and trying to fight and not allow, you know, homosexuals from entering the priesthood.
Yes.
Remember how they how the tactics they were using against the Vatican's, you know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The name callings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it rings
even
a bell,
went as far
doesn't
as
it?
Calling
huh?
them neo Nazis, you know.
Yeah. It rings a bell going back
yes.
to your childhood, doesn't it?
And yes, absolutely. You know, and of course, you know, I never hear, I hear, you know, all this bombarding, bludgeoning to death, you know, the credibility and the reputation of the Catholic Church, you know.
Yeah.
And the pedophilia. But, you know, when you read the Talmud, Mr. Adams, you open mm-hmm. the Talmud and you will find that the Talmudic man, it is his prerogative to have sex with the little boys and girls.
It sure is in there, no doubt about it.
It's
hey,
there.
George, we'll come
and
right back. Stay tuned, George. We'll take a break. Come right back with more.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're back with George, Hungarian George. And, George, I would like to take some calls, but we had to cut for the break. Did you want to complete your sentence that you were just stating for us?
That is fine. You know, I hardly had a chance, you know, to really have a discourse with you, you know, as
I know.
To what have transpired right after the Russian Revolution of 1917, and who brought about the revolution, how did it happen, and how the United States, you know, and the free world had responded, you know, how they had, you know, their hands, you know, remain in their pockets, how they turned the other way, and therefore, you know, these international Bolshevik Talmudic Khazar Jews have exterminated in a short few years, you know, between 1917 and 1950, 1960, over 100 million people. But above all, what I'd like to talk about someday, and I would like to have Dr. Tilavik to get involved, there was 50 million Muslims that they lived, you know, in the southern republics of Russia, and how they were treated by these Bolshevik Khazar Jews, you know.
That's true, and I was just about to say that the war is not over. This ethnic cleansing is going on even as we speak, and
that
now particularly American forces are being used to carry out this plan in the Islamic world. That's exactly what's happening now.
In fact, all these former Soviet southern republics, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, a Turkmenia, then we can go to Chechnya, Georgia, Azerbaijan, and so forth. I could tell you people, you know, what really have happened and what they have done to these innocent Muslims, you know, and their only crime was is that they were Muslim by religion, okay? And that in you know, beside the tens of thousands, millions of Christians, you know how many innocent Muslims, you know, they have already died, you know, in the concentration, forced labor camps, you know, in the gulags in Siberia, building the factories, the manufacturing plants, you know, and the roads, getting ready for the Second War. Over 15 million innocent Muslims have died. You never heard about that, have you?
No, no, you won't hear about it now, that's for sure.
Uh-huh, that's correct.
But you will hear about the Holocaust every day.
Oh, incessant, you know.
That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Adams.
I'll tell you what, George, if you'd like to, let's start some calls now because we do have a few that would like to join in. And let's have them talk to us right now. 800-313-9443 is our number. We have Ralph has been waiting for a while in South Carolina. Hello, Ralph. You're on with Hungarian George.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Very well. We can hear you well. Go ahead.
George and I are the same age. And when George was in Hungary in 1956, if that's where he was, in 1956, I was in Augsburg, Germany, stationed in Augsburg, Germany with the 11th Airborne. And we were on alert for several days, and I remember an old sergeant saying, well, boys, we're going to get some combat pay, and we were all set to go, and of course, it didn't pan out that way, and I always wondered why, at that time, I was just a youngster, and I was wondering why it turned out that way, but now we know why. It was similar to what happened to Chiang Kai-shek earlier, you know, we double-crossed him, too. I think Eisenhower kind of led the Hungarians to think that he would come in there and help them. And,
well, we found out that he was a consummate liar from day one.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He distinguished himself
and a murderer,
among other things. Yeah,
yeah. He murdered a lot of German prisoners.
He was responsible for the death of millions and millions of people, Eisenhower. And
that
has to remain on his shoulders until Judgment Day.
Right.
He will be judged for those sins.
Amen.
And everyone else will as well for their sins.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was responsible for Keelhaul, too, you know.
Operation Keelhaul.
Right.
Yep. That's right. That's right.
I'd like to ask George.
Are you hearing this, George?
I'd like to ask George a question, if I can.
Yeah, George, you can hear this okay, can you?
Hello, George?
I'm not sure if we've lost George or what now. George, are you there?
Hear me.
Okay, now we can hear you well. Okay.
I'd like to know what the Hungarian people thought about the Germans in World War II. I mean, were they glad to be allies of the Germans, or you know, the Baltic states were overjoyed when the Germans came in there. They welcomed them with open arms, you know.
Well, do you blame the Estonians, the Latvians, and the Lithuanians?
Right.
And the Ukrainians, look what the Bolshevik Khazar Jews, you know, the Red, you know, the Politburo, the KGB, the NKVD, look what they have done to them. When the German army marched into Ukraine, you don't think the Ukrainians remember what they have done to the Ukrainians? 25 million people were starved to death.
That's absolutely true.
1932 and 33. You wonder why the Ukrainians received the German army with open arms?
Yes, that's true. Okay, hang on, folks. We'll come right back. George and Ralph will have another word from you. Ed and Mona will be next. We'll return, folks, with more Rick Adams Uncensored, only here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we just heard the response of George to Ralph's question. Did you have anything further to say about the response to German armies?
I have not given him an answer, you know, that he was expecting me to do. He asked, you know, why the Hungarians, you know, ended up fighting on the side of the Germans.
Yes.
1919, Béla Kun and his Judeo-Masonic gangsters, they invaded Hungary. They were sent in by Stalin and Lenin, okay?
That's right.
And to set up a Soviet-style communist republic in Hungary. Béla Kun, all of them, his entire cabinet were all Judeo-Masons.
Well, not only Hungary, but Poland as well.
They exterminated 300,000 Hungarians in 4 months. You don't think that the Hungarians remember what these Talmudic Khazar Jews, Bolshevik Jews, have done to the Hungarians in a short 4 months? You wonder why they joined the Germans?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
no
why
wonder.
They joined the Germans.
It's pretty evident when you're pushed
fighting
against the wall.
Fighting the Bolshevik communists, the Bolshevik Jews, they wanted to have a chance, an opportunity to get even. That's only human nature.
That's true. Ralph. Again, I can't find any fault with what you've just said. Ralph has dropped off. Let's go to Ed in New Jersey. Ed, you're up.
Yeah, so.
Yes, Ed.
Yes.
So mentioned Hungarian George is a real patriot, and I'd like to remind them that these same Jews control our financial system through the Federal Reserve System and the banks, and they financed the Bolshevik Revolution. And if he would read a book, they own it all, including us. Or if we buy something with Federal Reserves, we don't own anything. They include it all in us. The book, they own it all, including
That's
us.
That's right.
By Dr.
And
Rock.
They have passed the Federal Reserve Act on the 22nd of December, 1913. And from then on, America was no more.
Not an independent nation. On a lighter note, I happen to love classical music, and Hungary produced some of the greatest composers that ever lived. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Now you are talking about Béla Bartók.
Yes, Béla Bartók. Kodály,
János Kodály.
Franz Liszt.
Franz Liszt, yes. In fact, yes. You know, Richard Wagner has married Franz Liszt's daughter. You heard of Richard Wagner?
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, the great German composer.
Béla Bartók is one of my favorites, the Concerto for Orchestra, which was commissioned by the Boston Symphony, Serge Koussevitzky.
Yes, of course, uh-huh.
One of the greatest compositions that ever was written, and I consider Béla Bartók, Zoltán Kodály and Béla Bartók were very good friends.
Yes, the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, you know, George Sale.
Yeah. And also, he was a student, Dr. Fritz Reiner became a doctor, conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, one of the greatest interpretations of Béla Bartók. Do you agree with me?
Yes, oh, absolutely. May I brag up, you know, the special talents and their acumen, you know, when it comes to music, classical music. The Hungarians represents. In fact, you know, if you want to talk about a world-class conductor or a violinist or a pianist, you know, or almost any instruments, you know, when you speak that he's Hungarian, you know, that's enough, plenty, you know, then suddenly he gets all the credit, you know. The Hungarians represents themselves so highly in the world of classical music, sir.
Yes. And, today. Also, Zoltán Kodály wrote a choral called the Sonnet Hungarius. A lot of folk tunes with these composers, as you know.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm glad that you love classical music, and like I say...
What about Bela Lugosi here now?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I don't hear much on RBN.
He was a Hungarian Jew that came to Hollywood, you know, and he
was a vampire, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Look at the image he was trying to, reflect, you know, and create about, you know, Transylvania and Dracula, the vampires and the Hungarians. He was a bloody Jew, a disgusting, filthy, scum-sucking Jew. He done more damage to the image of the Hungarians, you know, than anybody else. Béla Lugosi.
Well, I'm
Anything
glad
else?
That you love classical music, and you know, Béla Bartók died in New York, and I believe his
was that Bartók, you said, Bartók?
Yeah, Béla Bartók.
Yeah, your connection is not too clear there, I'm afraid, Ed, so that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah,
no, this is Béla Bartók.
Yeah,
right. Béla Bartók, yes. Mm-hmm. Now,
Rick Adams familiar with Béla Bartók?
Yes, yes, yes. I've had some of his albums, and when I studied classical music, sure.
Okay,
Mr. Adams,
he died in New York.
Hold on, Ed. What were you saying, George?
As I listen to classical music with my children and my grandchildren and my she's a highly educated, but she's a British woman and she does not believe in classical music. And you know what I go through? You understand I am outnumbered?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they call me when I listen to classical music?
Yes.
I want to tell you one thing, Hungarian George. One composer who suffered under communism was Dmitri Shostakovich, the Russian.
Shostakovich.
Shostakovich, right.
Yes.
Stalin hated him. Are you familiar with Shostakovich?
Of course. Of course. Shostakovich, absolutely.
Yes, a great composer.
Yes, absolutely.
And he lived under communism, and he suffered under communism.
Yes, he has. And you know, he has never given in. He remained relentless. He remained, and he made, and he retained his dignity. And he showed such an inner strength that finally they gave up in converting him and writing propaganda music. Okay.
Right. Right. Right on. Nice talking to you.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you,
Ed, for the call. What about other composers like Hector Berlioz and Dvorak? What did you think of their works?
Dvorak,
great composers. Czechoslovakian,
yeah,
I believe.
I think
the New World Symphony is one that I used to get a lot of pleasure out of playing. Yes, I thought of David Rockefeller.
The New World was the USA.
Well, you know, I do have a great deal of respect, you know, admiration for the London Philharmonic, Budapest String Quartet, you know, the Budapest Philharmonic, London, Berlin Philharmonic, Boston, you know, although it was like 20, 30 years ago, Boston Philharmonic, they used to have, you know, some excellent programs, you know, but not anymore, you know. Mostly it's all raps, you know. Everything has changed, including music, you know.
Oh.
I mean, classical music, you know, what's that, you know? You got to listen to some rap, man.
Well, yeah, that's too bad. Okay,
I'm
Ed, thank you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, sir. I'm
going
just
a little bit down
little
the artistic road here now and, you know, thinking of all of the composers, the theatrical producers, and even some who were heavily involved later in artistic ventures in cinema. They were Hungarians. They weren't all Jews. They were white Hungarian, Austro-Hungarians.
Oh, and, Mr. Adams.
Yeah.
You know what? You are titillating. I cannot believe that. Huh?
Talent.
You are surprising me.
Not I. No. I'm talking about them.
Yeah, but you are surprising me, you know, with your interest, you know. I mean, how many people would you really figure, you know, that would be so well versed, you know, in a world of classical music and individual composers, their works, and of course, you know, also orchestras, you know, and so forth and so forth. I mean, who cares about classical music anymore? You know?
Well, we know the stations have been abandoned. The classical music stations just in New England alone. The changes that have taken place is a telltale sign of the decay of culture and interest in classics and music and culture. It's just abominable. Let's do this, though. Because of time, George, I want to get in some more calls if we
can. Okay, go ahead. The University of Phoenix has an excellent program. You know, they have a very high level of program, you know, classical music. You know, University of Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Listen to them sometimes. Wonderful program they have.
Okay. How about Mona now in California? Where's Mona? Mona, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Rick. I know you want to get a lot of calls, so I'm going to quickly ask if I can tell you where to go to look at this pamphlet that I found called Bolshevism in Russia that has been copied by UCLA, and you can look at it. I put it on my website, which is monafromglendale.com, if you want to find a lot of evidence. These are letters between the members of the House of Lords in England and their Russian representatives who lived through the revolution. And it's very clear, if you read these letters, that Bolshevism was Jewish.
Well, Mr. Adams and Mona, I was hoping, you know, that I could have a chance, you know, to enumerate, you know, some of the departments, you know, commissariats, you know, within the Soviet Politburo, the Soviet government, you know. And, for example, the Commissariat of War out of 2217 Jews, Commissariat of the Interior, 64 Jews, 64 members, 45 Jews, Committee of Foreign Affairs, 17 members, 13 Jews. I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a list here, you know, that I would love to repeat, you know, and bring it to your attention. And if you will not be convinced, you will be convinced as to the nature and who was running and controlling the Soviet government. Mm-hmm. It's Jewish from its very conception. Very conception. Anyways, that's all I have to say there.
Yeah, and I know you want to go on, Rick, but I just want to say this is precious to look at because it's 100 years old and you get to see the original, because of the internet, you can actually read the original.
Yeah.
So I will let
you
go on.
You can read it online now, can you?
Huh?
You can read it online?
Yes, sir, and you can get it at monafromglendale.com. It's right there. I put it up
okay,
for you.
Okay, that's you, right?
Yes, sir.
Mona, okay, give us that email address.
It's not an email address, it's a website.
A website. You have a website?
Yeah, called monafromglendale.com.
Spell it. Spell it out for the people who are listening.
Mona from Glendale, one word. MonaFromGlendale.com.
Right, right. Okay, folks. Now
thanks
you've
so
heard
very
it.
Much, Rick.
Go on the website if you'd like.
It's
get
right
the
there, yeah.
The
you're going to love it. Bye.
Okay, Mona, thank you for your call again. It's good to hear from you. Let's see if we can squeeze in JG in California now. Hello, JG.
Hey, Rick.
Yes. Say hello to George.
George, it's an honor, sir. Kind of sounds like my dad, George. You remind me a lot about my dad. I just had a question. One of my great-grandparents used to be Minister of Forestry in the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask George, and then I guess on another side of my dad, they built cathedrals throughout Europe. Were there many cathedrals, George, throughout Hungary? And
oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Oh, Budapest, you know, in fact, you know, Budapest is known, you know, and still known, you know, for the Gothic cathedrals, you know. Budapest mm-hmm. has been a marvelous, beautiful, gorgeous city, you know. In fact, you know, they used to refer to Budapest, you know, as Paris of the East, you know.
So my grandparents might have, I'm just learning this factor in my history. So they might have had something to do with some of them in Hungary then, too, maybe.
Oh, the Hungarian stonemasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not talking about, you know, those nefarious Jews, you know, that infiltrated the Masonic lodges, you know, took it totally,
right.
completely over, you know. And that's why they have been carrying out their operations, you know, on this globe, you know, for a very, very long time. But then mm-hmm. we are talking about some bona fide, genuine artists, you know, artisans, you know, stonemasons.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lost art now, of course, you know.
My heritage is Austrian German.
Austro-Hungarian monarchy. Large forestries, forests all over, spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the stewards, you know, that will take care of this forest.
Yes, sir.
And you were saying that your grandfather, you know, was one of those stewards that took care of, you know.
He was the head minister.
Oh, he was the head minister. Oh, okay.
He was the minister of forestry in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. That's why I wanted to talk to you, George, sometime soon.
Okay.
If I may.
I would not mind at all, you know, to talk extensively, you know, the system that they had in place regarding how the forest rangers will take care of, you know, the livestock and in the forest and the forest itself and everything else. You know, you're talking about the ecosystem, you know. they were very, very aware, you know, of maintaining a very clean and pure, pristine ecological system there, you know.
Right. And I just wanted to say, I guess then the children of that great-grandparent were the architects of many of the cathedrals back in the 1700s and 1800s, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I'd love to talk with you. I'll try to get Manny to give you my number.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could do that privately, that would be great. And I would like to do that myself, George, because we've never really spoken off air, and I would like to speak to you sometime.
Yes, Mr. Adams.
Yes.
I hope you know that I am very serious about. If anything, I would love to return, you know, to your program.
Oh, you're welcome
because
to come
anytime.
We hardly
have touched up on anything.
I know that as well. Yes, there's much we can talk about. But
I would like to talk about the Armenian genocide.
Absolutely.
I would like to talk about the Ukrainian Holodomor, what they have done to the Ukrainians. There's so many things, you know, that...
We'll do them a little at a time, George, but I'm glad that we finally did this tonight, and we will continue after the break. We'll take another call from Pennsylvania, and then we will conclude tonight's program, but we will reschedule you to come back, George, so don't worry. We'll have you again, God willing. You stay there now, and we'll come right back, folks. Remember, you're listening to RBN Support Republic Broadcasting.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back, folks, and George, we're going to take one more call tonight before we wrap up, and that is from Sheila in Pennsylvania. Hello, Sheila.
Hi.
Hello,
I just
Sheila.
Hi, George and Rick. I really appreciate, you know, squeezing me in at the last minute.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. I have a question for George, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, my grandparents came from Lithuania, and my grandfather grew up an orphan, and I'm learning about these about how the Jews are the ones behind communism, and so I'm just wondering, you know, where I can learn more about the history of Lithuania and how the Jews brought them under communism.
Okay, Sheila, I am going to say this, and I'm not a politician, and no, I'm not bucking for anything. If you really want to know about the extent of the Bolshevik Jewish control, not only the Bolshevik Jewish control, you know, of the last 100 years, you know, of Lithuania, Estonia, and the other Baltic states there, but these Baltic states, you know, have been infiltrated and taken over, and the economy, everything else, you know, have been ran, you know, by Talmudic Kazakh Jews, you know, as well as Poland, Ukraine, Belarus, Moldova, you know, and then you can go all the way down, you know, to the Caucasus regions, you know. No, these Talmudic Jews have not only been busy, you know, running the show, you know, exploiting and exterminating people, in southern Russia or Russia main, you know. No. The Baltic states, you know, in fact, the infiltration of Estonia, Lithuania, I could go on and on, you know, to tell, you know, some stories, you know, that would, you wouldn't believe, you know. Anyways. Yes. No, these Jews are not only the Bolshevik Kazakh Jews are not only controlling the United States completely, they have been controlling Europe, you know, for a long, long time. You know, the only nation, you know, that suffered the greatest and the most from the Talmudic Kazakh Jews is Poland. And Mr. Adams?
Yes?
We must spend some time, you know, and talk about what these Talmudic Kazakh Jews, the Hasidic, okay, the Chabad Lubavitchers, you know, what
yes.
they have done to the
yes.
Polish woman, you know, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
of the last 600-800 years.
We
you
will.
People won't believe, you know, what they have done to these beautiful Polish
yeah.
people.
I would believe it, George. Believe me, I would believe it.
My grandmother was blue-eyed, blonde hair.
Right. There is nothing wrong with that, you know. That
no.
race, you know, is a vanishing species, by the way.
Hey, thank you,
you know,
for the call, but we're almost out of time here. But
yes.
you know what I wanted to say, George, in closing? You
yes.
know, today with the video markets, the huge market of computer games and DVDs and everything, you know what's happened with the fall of communism now has made it so much more blatant, because I don't believe it's actually fallen, but what they've done now is
they have only changed their looks, appearance. Okay.
No, what they've done
has
now,
a thousand
though, George,
faces, Mr. Adams.
George, they've flooded us now with all kinds of pornography.
Oh, unbelievable!
From Czechoslovakia, Hungary,
cultural war.
Everywhere. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yes.
Hey, George, thank you.
Yes.
Listen, Manny will give you my number and also JG's, and we'd like to reschedule you to come back sometime very soon, okay?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Adams.
It's my pleasure, George. We'll talk again. Thank you
Absolutely.
For being our guest.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for inviting me, giving me the
God
chance.
Bless. All right. Hey, folks, that's another night. Rick Adams, support RBN. We'll come back, Lord willing, tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
With recent